Empress Eve is here today. Tell you what she's got to say. Empress Eve is here today. Hello, 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 good people. It is I, the Beijing Empress, sharing her woke views on news, relationships, and current affairs, and anything else that takes my fancy, quite frankly. And I'm just here today to apologize because there's not a full show today. You know why? Because the Empress is busy, 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 busy. And it's a good thing I is busy because I finally know that because of the wonderful interviews I do, especially the last one with the lovely Dura Barzi, that there's much more opportunities to have fabulous guests on the show. So, that is what has been happening. I've been connecting with people, I'm doing all kinds of things. For example, on Sunday, this Sunday, and you know I don't normally have a show on Sunday. This Sunday, I'm going to be interviewing Jennifer and Stephanie Pagewise. And they are quantum relationship coaches who work with LGBTQIA+. They didn't even put a T in there. I shouldn't be a T in there. LGBTQIA+ and allies who are desiring spiritually based relationships. They're from the United States, Toledo. I'm looking forward to chatting with them about their journey on my bonus episode series called The Heart Talks. So that's coming up on Sunday, so tune in to that. It's Valentine's Day, so I thought it was the perfect day to do this show. And then this Wednesday coming up after that, the 17th or the 19th, I haven't quite decided when it's going out, but look out for it anyway. I have the guest that I enjoy very much, Karine Truthbaum Lafon, coming back to share some more of her wisdom on how you can develop greater self-love and self-appreciation and find your own voice and move through the world with more authenticity and achieve your goals. So she's going to be on the show, so busy. And later on, maybe next month, I'm going to be interviewing this lovely man called Stephen Jenkins. Let me find him now, let me tell you about him. And he's from the United States, Arlington. And Steve has a very interesting story. So he had a challenge. He wanted to learn the piano so much, but he quit his lessons 5 times in a row. And Stephen is not one to give up. So what he actually do was develop it and painted a new piano method that makes piano easier. And I'm going to be very excited about that because I've been trying to learn piano for a while now and I just get bored when it don't work fast. Anything that don't work fast, I just try to get rid of it out of my life. I like flow and ease, you know, that is my byword. But sometimes you have to apply yourself. So I'm really interested in hearing Stephen's journey and relating him never quitting and giving up and actually coming forward and creating a brand new way to learn piano. Tells me lots about who he is as a person, and I'm interested in getting to know more about him. And then we have another guest. What's she name now? Dazzy. Dazzy the Demi. I'm going to ask her about that name. She is from Nassau in the Bahamas, and we're going to be talking to her about branding and coaching people to be more cohesive in the way they present their businesses and the messages they want to share with the world. I'm going to be taking some tips from she, cause anybody who know more than I do about something I'm interested in, my dear, I'm going to have to involve myself in it so I can pick she brain. All that coming up. And then my friend Eva Moore, this Sunday, she's going to be on a show with the lovely Karine Lafont. It's a free event. Let me see if I can find the details for you now. Bearing me a minute, peoples. So if you go to Now That's Love, all one word obviously, nowthatslove.eventnut.com, that's nowthatslove.eventnut.com, you can sign up for this free event. It is a panel of experts and even more. Apparently, she's an expert too. And they will be discussing, now what's love? What is love, really? Ask you, do you recognize love? So it said, join them for a panel discussion on what love really is, what it looks like, what it feels like, how it manifests itself, and how we can recognize it in our relationships. This includes families, friends, co-workers, and even spousal and parent-child relationships, interracial and interreligious relationships. And they say they can do their best to share their own personal experiences and how to address issues, fears, and challenges that are meant to and can lead us to what we all truly deserve, which is love. So this is a free event to attend, and you can engage with the expert. I can find out something about some of them now. And it says that you'll be able to like and comment and engage during the live stream on Facebook or YouTube. Let me see now who they got on here. They got a man called Elliot Katz. He's an author. And what about Elliot now? He's on a mission to help men save their relationships and marriages by learning how to be the man that women love and respect. He's the author of Being the Strong Man a Woman Wants, Timeless Wisdom on Being a Man, which is striking a chord around the world, according to Elliot. It has been translated into 24 languages by publishers in Europe, Asia, Latin America, Africa, so you know Elliot Katz got a lot of knowledge and know-how, and he can be sharing his insight. Next, you got there somebody called Judy Schindler. She's an author, and her book is called A Husband's and Owner's Manual. I hope you're joking, Judy. Judy Schindler is a professional writer and actor, and she's the author of Husband's and Owner's Manual, which explains how to select a husband and how to maintain him in good working order. Her witty advice, based on 50 plus years of marriage to a man who won't eat anything she cooks, is designed to help women set realistic expectations of men and marriage. Sounds fabulous. You know, she's going to have a lot to say. Then there's a lady called Julia. She's an author. And in her latest book, On Intimacy, Julia bears her soul and with breathtaking honesty shares her diverse perspectives about being alive in this world, remaining faithful to her inner calling and delving into the deep search for connection with oneself, with others, and with the inexplicable. Oh, I like that. Very poetic. Of course, the person who organized the event is Miss Karine Lafont. She's a lead consultant at LafontandAssociates.com. She's PR and communications consultant. She's a speaker, a podcaster, award-winning author, and a publisher, and a truth bomber. I gave her that title because she just likes to tell the truth. You can't get a word in edgeways half the time with Karine, but it's all right because she's dropping true bombs. And then there's my friend Eva Moore. She's a podcaster, according to this. It says she's a podcaster, writer, singer, speaker, and spiritual life coach who helps creatives, healers, and dreamers who are beyond frustrated with their lives to heal the pain of the past so they can create a beautiful future. She offers online workshops, audio courses, books, and healing meditations that support them to identify and release their limiting beliefs and self-sabotaging behaviors and increase the levels of self-love. Who knew my sister had so many skills? I'm very impressed by she now. I might have to give her a raise. So you can find this free event that's taking place on Sunday, which is 12 to 1:30 Eastern Time, US Eastern. That make it, let me see now, 5 to 6:30 UK which time. Make it, figure it out for yourself, man. I am not a weather forecaster or a time teller. So you can find that at nowthatslove.eventnet.com. So there's lots coming up. So make sure you decide which one you're tuning to, or tune into all of them. But definitely tune into the podcast on Sunday when I interviewing these lovely ladies, Stephanie and Jennifer. And also definitely tune in to Karine Lafont and having she back on the Heart Talks next week. So that's why you're so busy, people. So enjoy yourself. So until Sunday, I love you. Take care of yourself and each other. Okay? Bye.